I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and I'm a professor of politics and African-American studies at Princeton University. I also write a column for The Nation magazine, and I'm a contributor to MSNBC television.
So what are you doing here at Edgehill University?
Well, I'm incredibly excited, actually, to be at Edgehill. I was invited to come as part of this Obama Project or Obama Research Network, which for me is fascinating. The idea that a sitting president could already be the subject of academic and intellectual endeavors, not just journalistic ones, I think is indicative of how important this moment is. But I'm here to sort of kick off this conference with a conversation about President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama.
What is it that you've been kind of looking at specifically about Michelle Obama?
Sure. So my research is around race, gender, and American politics. And I'm particularly interested in the ways that black women complicate our understanding of how American politics works. In other words, if we tell the story of America through the eyes of African American women, how does the story look different than the American political story we think we know? And Michelle Obama is the most readily available contemporary example of exactly that project. So that's exactly what I'm up to here, is trying to think about what do we learn about American politics when we think about it through the prism of how Americans have reacted to Michelle Obama.
What's the issue?
Well, it's so complicated. You know, when I very first started writing about Michelle Obama, it was very easy to talk about. There were lots of negative reactions, lots of kind of very clear, virulent, old-fashioned racism and sexism. But now she's, in fact, more popular even than her husband, and popular amongst a broader cross-section of Americans across race, across political identity, which means that Michelle both attracts and repels. And I think that in many ways that's precisely what so frequently happens with black women, a kind of attraction to this thing that is so unusual, and yet also a bit of a repulsion about how she indicates the ways that the country is still failing.
You're here in the UK to talk about this. What about the UK's response to an African-American First Lady in the States?
Well, again, the fact that it's in the UK where we have this Obama network, this idea that this is a moment worthy of research and not simply of a kind of punditry, I think is indicative of how seriously scholars here in the UK are taking the Obama moment.
How are the women commentators in the UK responding to Michelle Obama compared to American commentators?
Well, I think the primary difference that I have seen so far is that UK commentators think about Michelle Obama specifically as a woman, and they're asking about her role as First Lady. They're thinking about her in the context of Hillary Clinton, of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, even of Barbara Bush in terms of comparison. For American commentators, it's not only gender, but also race. Michelle Obama is always invoking the anxieties of slavery in a way that she simply does not for UK observers. Her particular history rooted in American slavery. And remember, President Obama's racial history is not rooted in American slavery. So the fact that hers is, I think, kind of continues to provoke anxiety for American commentators in a way that it simply does not for the UK.
You're sort of saying, though, that the American commentators are obsessed with the fact that Michelle Obama is black, and the UK commentators are obsessed that maybe the fact that she's a political woman.
They're interested in why Michelle Obama isn't more like Hillary Clinton, for example. Why is it that in 2008 or 2009 when they come into the White House, she ends up embodying a Jacqueline Kennedy model, a kind of model of glamour and domesticity and youth, rather than a model of aggressive and egalitarian career womanness that we'd seen as a kind of path-breaking model contributed to us by Hillary Clinton? Now, with American commentators, I suppose what I would say is they're obsessed with race, but they don't know it. They think that they're viewing her through a race-neutral lens, but precisely what I hope to talk about tonight is that there is no race neutrality in our perceptions of Michelle Obama. But I suspect if you were to ask an NPR commentator or a local news commentator, are they thinking about Michelle as a black woman? They'd say, no, of course not. We're not thinking of her that way. But in fact, I think if we look at the discourse carefully, we'd see that it's all infected with the stories of American racial anxiety.
When will the change come about? How will it happen? It's not, you're sort of saying, it's not enough to have one woman in that position.
It's not enough in the moment. So I have a 9-year-old daughter. Her first memories of her first presidency will be of Barack and Michelle Obama, and importantly, of the girls, of Sasha and Malia, girls who are her contemporaries, girls who look like her, who live in the White House. And for her, this will be perfectly normal. Even if it never happens again in her lifetime, the idea that someone who looks like her can live in the White House will seem as ordinary, you know, as rap music, or as ordinary as the fact that she can be educated, right? All of those things for her won't require questioning. And so I think that there's potentially the ways in which the Obama generation, in other words, a generation that is just coming of age now, how they may govern, how they may conduct social and political life in 20 years, maybe when we see the kind of fruits of this Obama moment.